You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. We are live in Arlington at the Globe, one of our favorite broadcast positions in all of the world. So welcome in. We have 4.5 hours for you. General at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion with you every day here on your home of the Cowboys. Lucius Alexander is back home in the Pimp Cup Master Control there, 75 and Fitz. He'll try to keep the Gators down best he can. You got Wolchuk and Chiafalo in the house here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here with you. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Reunited, and it feels so good, man. We got everyone together, but it did feel like a little bit of an antsy ballpark walking in. I think there's some uncertainty of, like, where are we going? Could have easily have swept that series over the weekend, lost some heartbreakers, and now you get the O's coming into town. This is a big one. I think you need to get a sweeparoo here.
So that didn't fortify you at all, the fact that they did take all the games into extras?
No. I mean, it was kind of much of the same. Pitching's been really good, and then unfortunately they have plenty of opportunities and can't cash in when they need to win a game. I mean, they did it in the second game of the series, but it's like, oh, you were really close to sweeping it. I don't know how you weigh that. Maybe we can ask CY, but a lot of it's still like hope. But again, hope is not a strategy, so I don't know. I think right now I'm just staying put. I'm not a buyer. I'm not a seller. If somebody calls me, offers me something really good, but I'm waiting, seeing. I'm staying put right now.
Yeah, it was really disheartening, especially yesterday. You know, you get that 11th inning, and you know, Cole Wynn gets the zero for you there. You know, and you played it the right way, and you were kind of down to, you know, trying. You'd used all really your high leverage guys, and Cole comes in, he gets you that inning, and then you have a chance to win this thing, and you don't. Yeah. And then, you know, and what's make it even worse that, you know, like Garver, you know, he's the one.
Oh,
he kills you. He kills you in extras, you know, and then he hits the
Could
big bomb.
Could use
a
little Garv sauce
around
here.
That. I mean, he just crushed that ball. But, yeah, that's disappointing that, you know, when you're high leverage guys, does a great job. And yeah. Then has to come back out, and you know, it's just not to say. He honestly shouldn't have had to come back out. They should have found a way to win that thing in the 11th.
You're right. They should have. You know, and you know, you get a weekend where finally Corey Seager's back in the groove. He hits three bombskis for you. Things going well, but ultimately you lose another game to the M's in the end. And the Astros move slightly farther ahead of you as well. FanGraphs now showing their playoff chances sitting at 20%, guys. Mm. You going higher or lower on that in your gut? Your gut higher or lower than 20% right now, playoffs?
Man, my gut's just like a smidge higher. Just a smidgen.
20.1%?
I'm going to go 22%.
Oh, deuce, Emmett Smith.
Yeah,
I like your
that
style.
22%.
I think the 20% makes a ton of sense. It does. I mean, that feels and it's trending to where a week from now it could be looking at 15%.
Yeah.
That's just where things are at right now, dude. And so I'd be down to sell. I know Wolchuk, a little stand pat action. If we're not going to the postseason, man, let's go ahead and flip some of these dudes and get a little something in return.
I could see selling, you know, at least all the expiring contract dudes like Gray and Malley and maybe Adolis Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what can you get for those guys? I don't want to give them away for nothing, because maybe the better value is in just keeping your fingers crossed that the 10% or the 5% chance hits, or whatever the chances would be after another month of being disappointing. Here's what I want to ask CY at 420. You know, you say you got to earn the right to be buyers. The offense hasn't, right? But what if it was flipped around and this offense was top three? Mm-hmm. You'd be saying they've earned the right to go get a pitcher. So why haven't the pitchers earned the right to go get hitters? You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I think one pitcher can do a lot for you more than one bat can, yeah. Right? So it's like you're going to have to – how many bats equal one pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think you saw that in –
maybe two.
What was it, 2010? They make the move to go get Cliff Lee.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can ride – heck, they did it to win a World Series 2 years ago. They rode Monty and Evo. That was it. And you find one or two really, really good, reliable pitchers, you can go on a run. I keep thinking back, what was it, 2 weeks ago when CY said, as of right now, it just doesn't appear the type of bat you could get is any better than really the options they've currently got on the roster. So maybe that has a lot to do with it, and I get the selling idea. I just wonder the value. Like, what are you going to get in return for some of your pieces? Unless you do something serious and in your packaging, hey, we don't think Josh Young's ever going to get better to 2023. And we got to have a talk about Josh Young right now. My guy needs to step up and start playing better. I mean, I know he's got some RBIs, I think 4 in 7 games, but when it comes to 0 for 6 a couple nights ago and then a big strikeout in extras yesterday.
I think Belt posted like a picture of what he's swinging at.
He can't be doing that.
It looked like I was at the plate.
Oh, he's chasing pitches that he has no business swinging
at. There were several that were like in the dirt, right-handed stick. And it's like the catcher would have to backhand it to keep it from going into the backstop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, anything that pitches he swung in the zone, cool. But the spray pattern of it where he was, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't even know if Adolis Garcia's pattern was that bad right before he got those 4 games off or 3 games off, however many that was. The O's are in town tonight. That is the good news, as the Rangers can make some hay against this ball team.
Yeah.
And you have Corbin against Rogers this evening. Is it DeGrom tomorrow? DeGrom going to try to no-hit him
But
tomorrow?
Rogers is the one that shut you down last time.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. But, hey, seeing him second time in a week, I'm just
– yeah, we'll make adjustments.
Just hoping that maybe that helps.
Yeah. M's are going to host the Royals. They're 2.5 up now. Astros are 9 games up on the Rangers, and they do have this evening off. We have some cool stuff going on, like tonight's Dallas Stars night. I guess that promotion is all the way sold out on their theme night deal. But tomorrow is flipping Jacob DeGrom replica jersey night. Presented by UT Dallas. That's the first 20,000 fans are going to get a jersey like the one Bryant's got on
see,
right now.
But for high quality. Yeah, if it's the same jersey, I'm wearing the LSU themed one with Smith. If it's the same quality of jersey, man, the size is going to be right. The material's right. It's stitched. That's a high-end gift if you can be one of the people to come grab one.
Yeah, that's special. DeGrom in his bag. Same with Josh Smith. That jersey you're wearing right over there? That's
very high end.
Well-respected jersey because that dude's a baseball player.
That's why I wore it today. He seems like the only guy that kind of is getting it going there. Well, I take that back. Seager was so clutch yesterday. He was clutch yesterday.
Yeah, he's getting hot. Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow I told Hagee's the AEW night, and it's a fanny pack championship belt, which is pretty badass.
You said Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. My bad. That's Wednesday
weed.
Is that.
That's weed.
Well, I guess so Wednesday is a double because it's also University of Texas at Dallas night, where you get a co-branded Rangers University of Texas at Dallas cap. So a lot of good things going on this
week.
They're leading the league.
I tell you what, they've got it figured out when it comes to these college promotions, too. I mentioned the LSU jersey, but some of these hats, whether it's North Texas, Oklahoma State, I've seen a lot of people wearing them, you know, when they're coming in the ballpark, mm-hmm. and I'm like, damn, I'd like to have one of those.
Well, Mavs fans would like to have some better players, maybe some trades, as free agency is going to get underway in 3 hours, boys. And it is already a lot of fun. Is D'Angelo Russell like 90% done, you think? Can we book that at this point?
I think we can pretty much book it. Yeah, it's been talked about for at least a week now. Yeah, the 2 for 12. I was thinking it might just be the 1-year deal, but 2 for 12, Stein's been all over that.
It's great value for a player who
it
is good value. Win games, even though he's got flaws.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it's a little bit slim pickings. It's not like you just have the pick of the litter right now. But there are some – there were – like the Colin Sexton one, that kind of – I don't understand what happened with that. They're giving Sexton and a second-round pick for Nurkic. Like, somebody please explain that to me because I can't wrap my head around it. But now you have the Jordan Clarkson stuff. He's getting bought out. So you have a couple of options here. But everything, it's kind of like a choose your flavor. What exactly do they want here? Because I think a lot of people feel like, hey, Mavs, you just need a guy who can be a floor general, a true thoroughbred point guard to run the offense and set everybody up.
Yeah.
Some people are like, man, I don't know. I think we still need a guy who can really get some buckets at that spot.
Yeah.
And so
you need both.
And in a perfect world, yeah, you would have both. But if I don't only pick one, I don't know. I think I would probably go with just more of the floor general. I don't know that D'Angelo Russell's that guy. Chris Paul would certainly be that dude. And I don't know. Maybe Chris Paul just doesn't really want to be with the Mavericks. It sounds like he wants to be
He wants to be out in the West Coaster.
Yeah. So
I don't want a guy that wants shots, though, with this team. I want a guy who's just like, let's get rid of this thing and make the smart, quick play. And
that's what I want,
keep
too.
That ball moving.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of guys that can score.
Right. I think D'Angelo Russell might end up taking away possessions as he's isolating, right? And you're like, wow, you know, how much better of a chance we would have had of scoring on that possession if D'Angelo Russell hadn't pulled up for an 18-footer again, mm-hmm. you know, with a man in his face. And so, but like you said, slim pickings, it's $6 million a year. And I feel like with him, he is going to get hot for some weeks, and you'll be like, wow, I'm really glad we had D'Angelo Russell here. I can't believe we're getting D'Angelo Russell for just $6 million this year. And then he's going to go cold for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and he'll be like, what the crap? Get him off the team.
Yeah, that's the D'Lo experience.
That's the kind of guy that he is.
I'd rather have Jordan Clarkson, though, because I think Jordan Clarkson's more of a G than Moody. You know, like Russell's going to be Moody. Mm-hmm. Clarkson's going to square up on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like you have him and Najee Marshall on the same team at the same time. Nobody wants to fist fight you. You know, maybe
team.
I mean, and that makes it fun. You know, I would prefer, you know, more scrappy than Moody if I had to choose. And I think the skill set's fairly similar. Both guys should be sixth men.
Yeah. And I think Clarkson is more comfortable in that particular role than maybe D'Angelo Russell would be. But man, when you hear Jason Kidd talk, sounds like Cooper Flagg's going to be running a lot of points.
I'm excited about that possibility.
Well, until he
man.
Fails. You know, that's how that's how he made it sound.
Yeah, they want to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, he qualified to the point. Well, it's nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong with failing. You know, guys fail. You know that kind of that. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna throw him out there and you know, but he wants him to do. You know, he's gonna see.
And that's part of the weird state of this Mavs team right now. When Jason Kidd was in Milwaukee and he was doing that with Giannis, they weren't in any type of win now mode. They weren't in any type of expectation of winning mode. Mm-hmm. It's like, Giannis, go take your lumps, dude. Yeah. You're going to have games where you turn the ball over, you look like a schmo.
Yeah,
like, there's no reason you should be a point guard, but we are in that portion of our build to where it's okay. This Mavs one, it's like, man, we're in this weird position where, okay, we want to try and groom the youngster to become this guy, but at the same time, we have these championship expectations. So it's that two-timeline weird state that the Mavericks are in where, how much of a tolerance will you have as you're trying to build up a guy's skill set? I don't know.
It's got to be a different kind of point guard. It can't be a high-usage type of point guard. I think the turnovers would just skyrocket. Mm-hmm. But if all you want is, hey, bring it up the court.
That's what I think they're trying to do,
throw it to the best scorer you see. You know, and like that kind of point guard, I think he could maybe handle without things, but it's definitely worth a shot of finding out because are lacking.
Definitely.
Everybody was talking about, in the NBA, his ability to bring it up without pressure shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. But all of a sudden you start playing teams, they're like, well, let's pick him up. Let's pick him up at the other end and see if he can, in fact, bring the ball up. You know, let's not give him a free path to be able to do
that.
Yeah,
and let's not make any mistake about it. These guys don't really want to do that defensively. You're going to go through many nights regular season where these teams don't want to pick up crap.
No.
Now, once you start getting into
playoffs,
March and April basketball, things change. Hopefully by then he's grown significantly.
Yeah, he's seasoned then.
Yeah, you'll have a couple of random teams, random players throughout the regular season that are just kind of that try-hard guy. But for the most part, dude, on a Tuesday night in the regular season, Cooper Flagg can be able to walk the ball up, bro.
Yeah, he will be able to. And if they press, I like his skill set and his height just to beat it very quickly. And a couple of dunks later, they're out of it.
See, and that's where the size and the IQ and the vision all come into play. And I think he checks those boxes for sure.
Who knows what the Mavs could look like tomorrow afternoon? You know, we are in one of the most interesting 24 hours in all of sports for the year is the kickoff and the quick sprint to the finish here in NBA free agency. And again, it's underway at 5 o'clock tonight. Big trade in the NFL this morning. The Steelers, man, when I saw they had traded for Jalen Ramsey, I was like live watching NFL Twitter, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool trade. I wonder what they give up. And a couple of minutes later, it's they gave up Minkah Fitzpatrick,
yeah,
a better player, right?
They traded for Minkah. I mean, it was weird. It was a weird swap. I guess they're taking up $26.6 million of Ramsey's contract, and Minkah was on a pretty big contract too. But I thought this was pretty stunning. I figured you'd want Ramsey to play with Minkah Fitzpatrick, unless Minkah's just one of these guys that they think he's now declining.
Yeah, I think there's just been one of those things where over the last couple of years, people just see Minkah Fitzpatrick's name and assume he's still a pretty good player. I think he's gotten absolutely smoked plenty of times over the last couple of years. And Jalen Ramsey, if he's going to be healthy, is absolutely a better player. So I was surprised to see it as well. I just wasn't expecting that. But I do think that Jalen Ramsey for sure is the better player. They also get Jonnu Smith, who showed last year he can be a real threat in the passing game at the tight end position. So I would say for the Steelers, they're obviously trying to win right now. Like we can laugh at them all we want because of the division they're in. And just what we view them as is just sort of a middling team who's just trying to get to 500. But they're doing everything they can to throw as many veterans at the spot, and Ramsey's still a solid corner.
Yeah, solid corner. Interesting team how they're, you know, they move out of Pickens, they bring in Metcalf, they move out of Minkah Fitzpatrick, they bring in Jalen Ramsey. It's like musical chairs. I think if you really want to win it, you can't be doing player for player stuff. You got to be adding. You got to be giving up future draft picks for good players now. I think there's a lot of teams that are in this. We got to obsess over how we manage our pie and not overspend any given year, and it's holding back organizations that have had tremendous, you know, history of winning, like the Steelers and all their success. This playoff streak just is a testament to how good they are at team building.
Yeah, and they've got a huge hole at safety now, and they're old in the secondary. They added guys like Darius Slay this offseason. It is. It's a weird place for Pittsburgh with where they are.
All right, we got to run, G-Back Nation. We are live at the Comerica Backyard here at the Globe. Suite level, center field, come say hi. If you got a ticket tonight, we'd love to do a little bit of fellowship. And, okay, we'll come back with the G-Bag of the Day champion and then Wolchuk's top 10. Where are you taking it today, buddy?
We've got the funniest names in Major League Baseball history. As we are live from the Comerica Backyard, what are some of your go-to MLB names? That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Thanks to the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We're live at the Globe. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has a G-Bag today. Sir?
Shoot, yeah, boy. All right, let's get into a G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30 and replay the champ right here at 2:20-ish. My name is Lucius Alexander. I go by L.A. You may hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, L-U-C-I-O-U-S. This is day two for our champion auto right here. Most epic bar rant of all time. I am willing to bet this happened somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania. I'm not for sure.
Ooh, I
might be Philly. Yeah. I can hear Pennsylvania for sure.
Maybe
might be Philly, right, by the way they keep serving this man. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this dude right here was... Yeah. What? What did you say, Phil?
He's fine. This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, he's just three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Legal.
And asking for more liquor. Spilt liquor. This man right here was trying to ask a woman named Cindy out on a date, but her friend kept messing up the vibe, so he went offed.
You're the most ignorant that I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't do anything to you. 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 I bought you three drinks, and as soon as you got the Hennessy in you, you went ballistic on taking it out on every man in the f***ing world. F*** you. That's why you're alone, because you're a c***.
No.
And Cindy, I apologize.
Yeah.
I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner, but you got a c***. Boy.
Yeah.
And no. You better give me Jameson.
Better.
Sweet teas right now.
Right now.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
And you're so good friends with her that you f***ed up her night. Because I wanted to take Cindy out to dinner during the week, but you're such a c***. I ain't even talking to her. And I apologize, Cindy.
Cindy.
Back around.
Cindy. Listen, Cindy.
Man, I'm really a good guy.
Gets sober quick when he's getting his romance on.
Yeah.
Bartenders don't get paid enough, do they? To put up with this? Maybe they're making a lot.
Some of them do, man. My cousin's like a bartender, and they're like influencers now. Influencer bartenders. Uh-huh. Yeah, meet me at this spot. I'm guest bartending at this place. And then, you know, I'm guest bartending by this pool party, and people show up and take photos with the bartender.
Wow. Do they have, like, little different nuances and tricks of the trade that make them cooler than the next guy that's pouring me?
I'm sure you have to have your vibe, you know? Yeah. You got to have something. Look, I can light this thing on fire and spin it behind my back before I serve you these shots.
Yeah, like turn this thing into like a hibachi style like entertainment.
He's a showman.
Yeah, I do appreciate that kind of stuff. You can be a little bit of showman while you're slinging those drinks.
Yeah, you guys never saw the movie Cocktail?
Pew, 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 pew.
No.
Yeah,
no, Tom Cruise. Saw Cocktail.
Cocktail was a
hell of a soundtrack back in about 86.
Yeah, I've seen Coyote Ugly. How about that one?
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah. That one's actually better. Yeah, Tom Cruise is like he's a... this celebrity bartender guy, it's kind of bad.
Okay.
Let's see if this drunk can make it, two in his pursuit of five, G-Bag Nation immortality. He'll face the challengers coming up at 5:30 right before we get to L.A. Live. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is.
Hanging out Comerica Backyard here at Globe Life Field. Top 10 most unforgettable baseball names of all time. Big bummer to my star's heart, though, is Aaron Ekblad, the defenseman that I really wanted. He's going back to Florida. Screw the Panthers. They're just bringing everyone back. I don't know how they have the money to do it. They're finding a way. They're probably going to go ahead and win three in a row, but there goes my wish of a free agent acquisition. But congratulations to Texas State. The board has approved the $5 million buyout to leave the Sun Belt. They are officially becoming the Pac-12's eighth football member for 2026. So shout out to the Bobcats. And a big win for the March Madness fans. EA Sports College Basketball is bringing back the video game in 2028. I used to love this game as a kid. I thought it was a blast. So with the success of college football, they're bringing back the college basketball game. So all the March Madness fans out there like myself, you can rejoice. That's going to be awesome.
I've been going through my top 10 most memorable. Woolchuck, most of them are from the 80s. Okay. We're going to start with Spike Owen. I believe from Cleburne.
Spack.
He was a good Mariner for a couple of years, so he hit my radar pretty hard. Willie McGee of the St. Louis Cardinals, a speedy left fielder. He'd steal bases. He's a slap hitter.
He sounds fast.
Willie McGee.
A slap hitter.
You got to be kidding me. Broke my heart when they lost the World Series thanks to Don Denkinger.
Mm. Yeah, Willie McGee used to, like, every opening day would come running out on the field and do, like, a big-time backflip.
He was amazing.
The ball, they throw him the ground ball, and he'd doing this backflip, and when he came down, he's grabbing the ball and throwing. That was...
true athlete.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Willie McGee was incredible.
Super skinny guy.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Ozzie Smith.
Ozzie Smith.
I'm thinking of Ozzie Smith.
The wizard.
Willie McGee was... yeah. Willie McGee was on the Bush Stadium turf. He, like, beat the ball into the ground and take a huge hop.
Closest thing to Ichiro.
He would take off running. I'm sorry. I got my... really good St. Louis Cardinal athlete guys confused there.
All good. Happens to
but
the best
of us. But Willie was a kind of a slap hitter, ball bounce, and then run on that turf. That's what he was.
Wheels. Kirby Puckett's another great name.
That's great.
Oral Hershiser
Oral
of Dodgers fame in, what was that? Was that 90 or 89?
Oh, he was 87? In the 80s. Yeah, yeah. 88. He was in the 80s.
Phenomenal.
But that's about all I got, Molchuk.
Good name.
Don Mattingly.
Got Don.
That's a great name.
Don.
Did they have the name Biff Poparoga?
Wow. I'm pretty sure Biff Poparoga was on here as honorable mention.
Now, Biff Poparoga.
Number 27 is Biff Poparoba.
Is he on there?
That's awesome.
Yep. Atlanta Braves.
Yep. Atlanta Braves third baseman from 1975 to 1984.
Yeah. Biff Poparoga.
How about Chili Davis?
Chili Davis was good.
Chili Davis.
How about Manny Sanguian?
Ooh, Manny, iconic. I don't think Manny might be down here somewhere.
Okay.
Not in the top. I mean, we got a lot of really good names. I didn't even know about some of these Major League Baseball names.
Jack Glasscock.
How did Stubby Clapp not make it into the top 35?
Stubby Clapp?
Stubby Clapp's number 37 on
Catfish
here.
Catfish Hunter?
Jack Glasscock at 36.
Oh, I see what we're doing here today.
Lil Stoner at number 35.
Wait, what?
Lil Stoner, 1919 to 1933 for the Detroit Tigers, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Philadelphia
Phillies. He was a favorite among his teammates.
He was.
Lil Stoner.
He was. Mysterious Walker at number 33. That's an old school player right there.
Yeah.
Played in the late 1800s.
See, that's the cool thing about fun baseball names is they go so far back that they really are
Royal
ridiculous.
Cam Boyd?
Rokam, I don't think's on here.
Who?
Did you say Rokam Boyd?
Oil can.
Oh, oil can. Oil can might be. We might get an oil can.
Oil can Boyd.
Oil can's got to be in there.
We might get an oil can appearance. Other honorable mentions here. We got Mordecai Three Finger Brown.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Let's go. Mordecai, I mean, that's legendary.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even need a nickname if your name's Mordecai.
No. So these are nickname people, or these are just like
some
real names?
Some of these people, these are real names, and then some of them just went by their nicknames.
Yeah.
Vinegar Bend Mizzle, number 19.
Mizell, I think.
Mizell.
Yeah.
From Alabama. Yeah. Left-handed pitcher, played from 52 to 62 for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yo-Yo Davalillo.
He had to be a pitcher.
Shortstop?
That was just, he was Venezuelan. Was 5'3", 140. One of the shortest players in Major League Baseball history.
Did he go by Vic Davalillo?
No, Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo?
Popeye. Was his first name. He went by Yo-Yo.
Okay. His first name was Popeye, but he went by Yo-Yo. That's one of the greatest names.
It's incredible.
I can't believe that's outside looking in.
I know. We got Dizzy Trout outside looking
in. That's a pitcher.
39 to 52. Won the World Series in 45 with the Tigers. Boots Poffenberger. Cletus. Elwood Boots Poffenberger is the full name here. That is, wow. Cletus Elwood Boots Poffenberger.
He's got to be late 1800s guy.
We're talking 1930s here.
Well, oh, wow, okay.
Poffenberger's so proper, you know?
Very, very posh.
I imagine you're from Old Money if your last name is Poffenberger, but then you hit me with the Cletus.
But the Cletus. Yeah. Isn't Cletus the fox robot?
That's Cletus.
He was the mechanic in Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard too. Yep.
We got Steamboat Struss. Steamboat Struss comes in at number 15. Shoeless Joe Jackson. Icicle Reader, number 13. Jigger Stats comes in at number 12.
Good fisherman.
And the only Nolan, number 11.
First name the, middle name only, last name Nolan?
Damn right it is.
All right, very good.
That's an 1878 player.
How about Blue Moon Odom? Is he on this list, I hope?
Blue Moon?
Oh, he was outside looking in, guys.
We scrolled past the Blue Moon.
Oh, did we? Definitely Blue
did.
Moon Odom, we went past?
He didn't make the top 10.
You have 10 better than what you just did as honorable mentions?
I know.
Well, we are getting a lot of love for Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers is a legend.
His name famously is a sentence. We are getting Coco Crisp coming in.
I love Coco Crisp.
Dizzy Dean.
Dizzy.
St. Louis, that's from our guy Tim in Carthage.
Yeah, back in the day.
That's a hell of a poll.
I mean, hey, good. Our buddy Tony texted in. I don't think he gets enough love for just how sort of funny this name is. Mookie Betts. Just say Mookie Betts like it's just like it's John Williams.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts is incredible.
Frank the Tank Thomas.
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock of the Atlanta Hawks. There was a Mookie on the Mets in the 80s.
Mookie Wilson.
All right, number 10
can't
here.
Remember what I had for lunch today, but I
but
remember
you're,
Mookie.
You're, hey, you're pulling here. Yeah. Number 10, most unforgettable baseball names of all time. Thank you very much here, Lucius. Select the vibes, baby. Mark Lemangelo, 6'1", 180, Toronto Blue Jay, Houston Astro. He's a pitcher from 76 to 79.
You know what's crazy is we never had – there's not a lemon-flavored Jello, is there?
There's lime.
There's the Lemoncello drink, which is very popular in Italy.
Is that like shots?
It's a liqueur.
Is that a shots?
Yeah. That's delicious. Number 9, Catfish Hunter.
Yeah.
Jim Augustus.
Yeah.
Catfish Hunter.
Oakland A's back in the day, 1972, 73.
Yep. American League's first perfect game.
Isn't that what the grumpy old men called the fish they were chasing after? Catfish Hunter?
Catfish Hunter. James Augustus.
Maybe.
Number 8, we got Sugar Cane. Merritt Patrick Sugar Cane. Sweetened Major League Baseball as a left-handed pitcher. For teams including the Athletics, the Browns, and the Chicago White Sox.
Oh,
this is 32-38.
Yeah, this is way back.
Oh, that's back when the Athletics were in filthy.
Oh, yeah. Moonlight Graham at number 7. First name, Archibald.
Archibald.
When did we stop making Archibalds?
Well, this was 1905.
Tiny Nate Archibald.
I'd say 1920s. Unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30s maybe.
Archibalds. Archie, right? We're just an Archie.
Archibald Wright, Moonlight Graham. Number 6, Boiler Yard Clark. William Jones Boiler Yard Clark. He earned his industrial strength nickname for his thunderous voice that echoed across ballparks. He was a catcher from 93 to 05 and was the coach at Princeton University.
You'd hear him across the boiler yard, huh?
Didn't wear a cup.
Really? 5 is Heine Miney.
He's too manly for a cup?
He was. That's why he had a loud voice.
Heine Miney might be my favorite so far. Heine Miney's a tremendous name. Heine Miney. Significant pitching performances for the Pirates from 29 to 34. He had a 1922 stint with the St. Louis Browns, spent 7 years away from Major League Baseball.
I think at one time the Browns were bad.
They're probably very
bad. I think they were bad at one time.
Well, we are getting reports out of the 817 that there is such thing as lemon Jell-O. Okay.
Well,
so my apologies. When I think of Jell-O, I just think of red. I feel like there's such like red and blue.
Blue.
Those are like the
green.
Only,
I've seen green.
Got the green one going. Goose Gossage getting texted in.
Goose Gossage. 817.
Tug McGraw in the 817 as well.
That's Tim's dad.
There we go.
Baseball player?
Cool Papa Bell. Yeah. Huh. From the 817, Icebox Ferguson, Midnight Brown.
Got that Icebox where my heart used to
some
be,
good
Chuck.
Ones being texted in here. All right, here's your top four. Van Lingle Mungo, number four.
That's a
reach.
You're just making crap up now.
No, born in 1911 in South Carolina, he pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants from 31 through 45.
Wow.
Number three, wonderful, terrific Mons the Third.
I'm sorry?
Wonderful, terrific Mons the Third.
Man.
Comes in at number three.
His parents had some confidence.
Man, this guy's not even that old. He was drafted by the Braves in 93.
Huh.
Two, Orator Schaefer. George W. Orator Schaefer.
What's an orator?
It's a great question.
I'm on it.
But
speaker?
They considered him very eloquent. Yep, I think you're probably right. I think that that would make some sense there.
Isn't that where you stand up, or is that a dais?
A dais?
Dais. Is that what it is? Dais?
A
dais.
A dais.
Yeah,
it's better known as a podium, but dais. People like real hoity-toity.
I remember that from the Brady roast. They're like, all right, next up to the dais. They all stand there. By the way, Brady was shooting a shot all over the Bezos wedding, apparently.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Was he hitting on bridesmaids?
He was hitting on Sydney Sweeney. He was hitting on some other supermodel. I think there's like a 20-year difference.
How do we know
Brady
they weren't hitting
Sweeney
on him?
Maybe they were. Apparently, he had great conversations with both from the spies from TMZ that were in it.
As he was riding gondolas everywhere?
How many deflated balls jokes do you think got cracked at that wedding?
I'd say a bunch. But although, I'm sure there was plenty of Bezos jokes.
Orator, a public speaker, especially one who is eloquent or skilled.
You nailed it, Dawson. Look at you. But number one, most unforgettable MLB name in history, Mudcat Grant. Timothy Mudcat Grant tops the list.
That's better than Raleigh Fingers.
I'd probably go with
Mudcat Grant's pretty good.
Mudcat is good.
Mudcat, yeah, absolutely. I think he deserves a place.
If you were called Mudcat, you'd be pretty proud of
that. Hit a home run during the 65 World Series.
Wait, call me Mudcat real quick.
Hey, Mudcat.
Dang, you're right.
A
that lot does better. Pretty good.
Pretty cool, right?
That does feel pretty nice.
Mudcat's pretty damn.
Mudcat means you're kind of like, kind of tough, kind of dirty.
You're a little bit of a pee, but also we kind of respect you because you get after it.
You're a tough guy. Sure. Yeah. Mudcat.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank
Another
you.
Top 10 is in the books here in the Jeep Bag Nation. We're live at the Comerica Backyard. Where are we going next, Chief?
Best of the weekend. We have your father of the weekend. This might be father of the year.
Hell yeah.
And the biggest scam in all of sport next in the name.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Thank you, Lucius. Exciting day in sports, man. We tick closer to Oxnard here coming up in less than a month. What, 3.5 weeks we'll be there. You got the Rangers getting set to host the Orioles tonight, hopefully sweep them. And you have the Mavs in free agency here, and the NBA is starting in 2 hours and 15 minutes. This is incredible. But before we look any more forward, we got to take a look at what just happened, Chief.
Yes, sir. We start with your sports headline of the weekend that reads from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Deshaun Watson taking Shedeur Sanders, quote, under his wing as mentor to Browns quarterback.
Wow. That's not what you want.
I think there are... It's fair to say that, generally speaking, when there's a wing to get under as a young person, you know, you want to get under that wing. This would be one of those wings that you want to flee from.
Stay away.
You might want to try and snap that wing. Mm-mm. Just so that it cannot even attempt to chase you and put
what
you
she
under
said.
It.
Yeah. Is it possible, like, he's locked in the building and he's just got, like, this weird kink thing that he indulged in? You know what I'm saying?
I think it is very possible. Yeah. Absolutely. I think there is a chance of that.
But I wouldn't even if that's true 100%, I wouldn't want any messaging going outside the building like that.
Yeah,
like internal.
You don't have wings anymore.
He has no influence over anybody.
Right, absolutely. So just something to be concerned about if you're a Browns fan hoping Shedeur Sanders is
other options. What, Kenny Pickett? Because Joe Flacco is very adamant. He's not a mentor.
Yeah, I mean, some guys don't get wings. I mean, who is Cam Ward under anyone's wing right now in Tennessee? I don't think so. You don't want to be under a Will Levis wing.
He's Will Levison winging.
That's not a wing you want to be under.
Mayonnaise all over that wing.
Some guys don't get afforded the opportunity to be under a veteran wing.
And sometimes, like a guy with Cam Ward who just seems to be so disciplined and dialed, I don't want him being influenced by anybody. Trust your gut.
Yeah.
It's going great.
Just do your thing.
I think Will Levis should be under his wing,
right?
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's Aaron Rodgers showing up his freshman year of high school football, right? Like, the upperclassmen are dominating him on the weights, and he's like, outworking everybody, and they're like, holy crap, what's this kid on?
Different level.
Yeah.
He's that dude. I am pulling for Cam Ward. I actually saw something pretty crazy. I've never seen this before over the weekend. I think one of the owner's daughters of the Tennessee Titans had her wedding just simply at the Titans stadium.
Oh,
so it was, like,
sweet.
On the field, like, the whole stadium was basically their wedding venue. I was like, that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, by the way, did you see Coach O go Tigers on the dance floor, just ripping
his
shirt?
Yeah, I tell you what, and I was at a wedding Saturday night.
Dang, dude, it's wedding season for you.
Broadus ripped his shirt off
this
the wedding,
was the second wedding in, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a buddy of mine, Todd Weber's son, Bill, who's a coach, offensive line coach at Angelo State, had a wedding, and it was a lot of fun wedding, but not to the point where, like, ripping your shirt off thing. Whose wedding was he at? Did they say which staffer he was?
I don't remember the person's name, but it was one of his old staffers from LSU.
Yeah, I need to find that out and see what wedding they were at. But that seems pretty par for the par for the course for Coach O doing that stuff.
There's party guy. What is that, you think? Is that liquor? Is that just straight light beer, domestic beer? Is he getting a little bit of help, out of his back pocket? What do you think?
I think that's definitely a liquor situation. Mm-hmm. I also think that's a guy who's just dancing on cloud nine, knowing he doesn't have to work another day in his life.
He's a guy.
Why would I have my shirt on if I'm Coach O? Totally get it. He just had to pay
$8 million to his ex-wife.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Ed Orgeron owes his ex-wife $8 million off of his LSU buyout.
So he got 17, didn't he?
He's still fine.
He's still in a great position, but now he's single. So now he's just trying to show off for all the young ladies.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got like a condo situation. They were interviewing him, and he was talking about, I live on the 17th floor of this building. And, you know, he was doing that whole bit, and he was talking about it. Go out, work out every day. Go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see me without my shirt on. And he see me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt. Yeah, yeah. I was licking up pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends of mine. Yeah, they're friends. Yeah.
Difference.
Let's go.
That was good. Done.
That was probably your best one.
Well,
that
done,
was fantastic. Broadus.
Wow, I thought you was just limited to go to.
Oh, that man! I tell you what, that guy, he is.
He's
2019, man, the greatest team ever to play college football, and he was the coach of it. And the guy's ripping off his shirt at a wedding. I love
63,
it.
Just looking shredded as hell.
Yeah.
Once you got $10 million in the bank, and you set up with a good financial advisor, and you're pulling in yield off that, you're probably knocking back what? At least 300K, maybe a half mil annually.
Wow.
Just, you know, passive income rolling in.
Incredible.
He's living the good life. And that's assuming he only has that 10 mil. I mean, he was getting quite a paycheck before that. Worked a long time. So he might have had a nest egg before then. I don't think we'll ever see him coach again. And I hope he gets a podcast or something. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to come work with me.
Yeah.
I got some ideas for Coach O. Yeah. I'm telling you. I might sound funny, but God. I'm funny. Yeah. I'm funny.
Yeah, we'll be using that audio quite a bit. Thank you, Broadus. That was awesome. Jake Paul, we actually watched that fight this weekend. Me and Walchuk did. We gathered for a little UFC. The UFC fights were legit.
Yep.
Really, really entertaining, fun fights. And then we had the Jake Paul fight on screen number two. And that was just, I mean, total scam alert.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Even though he's now on Twitter saying, after years of letting it slide as just haters being haters, Jake Paul's now saying, I've asked my team to vigorously go after anyone who makes up lies about my boxing career.
Yeah,
expect to get served, you pigs.
Yeah, bring it on. Serve me. Serve me.
So he wants a shot at a title?
He beat a former champion, Wolchuk.
He's throwing out Anthony Joshua. Yeah, a dude who's old as hell now and didn't throw. Like, that's the thing. I really think when you're signing on to fight Jake Paul, you can't hurt him. It's in the contract. Because the guy doesn't throw a punch until the eighth round, and then it looked like he clipped him pretty good and catches him. Mm. So he doesn't end up falling to the ground. I think the whole thing's just complete BS, and it was boring as hell. Lucius, did you watch any of this? Like, I just can't buy that this is real.
Nope, I'm not falling for it anymore. That Mike Tyson was the last bit for me.
Yep. Good for you, dude.
Yeah, that was the
makes
one.
Makes sense.
That was the one. UFC fights were good.
I did watch Deontay Wilder fight on Friday, I believe it was.
How was that?
Yeah.
He's getting it back. I mean, he fought a tuna can, you know what I mean? Like, bum of the month kind of guy, you know what I mean?
To this day, huh?
Yeah.
Get some confidence back.
The jab was looking getting the confidence back. The jab was looking good. He's still kind of trying to get his footing together, but let him and Jake Paul fight. How about that?
I'd love
it. Yeah. How about that?
Dude, that'd be wild.
That's a pay-per-view right there.
Yeah.
Might get me back on that.
Wilder would clean his clock.
Yes, that's what I want to see.
It'd be epic.
Speaking of clip, how much did you guys get clipped for that one, though?
$3.95 special?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the old free $3.99.
I got the package.
Membership has its benefits.
That's, I think
you know about that package.
Got the package.
I paid that today. What is that? Today's final month. Yeah.
Most impressive package in sports.
Allegedly. Y'all say that allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, y'all are just, this is entertainment.
Kind of like that. We're like that high jump. We got a good package.
You guys need to check your emails and do your little modules.
You got a discount for $20.
I'm saying that on air.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah.
All right. We have the father of the year. Who saved his daughter. These cruise ships, man. I mean, there's just always something.
Whether Wolchek's going to tell us how much fun they are.
There's not always something. You know how many are departing a day, and you don't hear a damn thing about them?
Well, this girl, 5 years old, falls off the fourth deck.
into the ocean.
No.
Dad leaps off the deck. 5 year old.
Oh, wow.
So may or may not be able to
swim. I'm going over.
Of course. Dad goes over. They're treading for 20 minutes before safety arrives, and they're all good. No injuries.
Jeez.
Father of the year. Congratulations to
the Peyton Hill is father of the year.
Yeah, the Peyton Hill is father. Yeah, no question.
How far?
Fourth deck. So I don't know exactly what that means.
She's lucky she survived.
We had up to 13. Actually, I think it was 16.
So is that like 10 feet a deck?
Probably. I mean, honestly,
it feels like a pretty big deck, plus the part of the boat that's just the boat, not part of the deck.
No, it's pretty. But what are the parents doing letting her get that close to be able to jump off?
Oh, how can
Let's
you jump off?
At Mom and Dad.
Come on.
Dad recovered, though.
He did. I mean, he probably knows, crap, this is on me. I'm dead either way. If wife finds out about this, I've got to jump in and go save her.
I've never been on a cruise ship. I never will. But, I mean, is it like... We're at the Globe right now. Is it like that kind of a rail where you could fall off into the water?
It's a little bit higher.
A little bit higher?
Hey, yeah.
I told you. You got to try. You got to really try, bro.
Yeah. You got to climb up this thing and jump off. It's not that easy.
So how was the girl up there?
It's crazy. She obviously was playing, and they weren't paying attention. Next thing you know, cowabunga!
She sounds like an athlete. Yeah.
I told you that time, in the old press box at Colquhoun Stadium there in San Diego, that radio broadcast position is so steep coming down to the front of the box, a guy tripped from the back and went out the window.
Oh.
And fell in the crowd and passed away.
That's awful.
Broadcaster. Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys. Tripped
and went headfirst down out the window into the crowd.
One day you're here.
That's awful.
Speaking of that, I think the funniest video that I've seen in a while is that dude, the shoplifter in Houston, who was in the Galleria Mall. And he like leapt over the second floor, whatever, down onto the ice rink, and his legs just splatter right there. Just breaks both of his legs.
What was he stealing? Was it like a phone or something? Something weak. He was real weak, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was real weak.
You need a five-figure payday to even risk that.
Is your phone okay, Lucius? Did it survive?
No, it should be in the mail. Should be here Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night.
The same phone or a new one?
A new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you lose it?
No, it just stopped working on me. It just kept turning off and over nonstop. Yeah.
Gotcha. When'd you finally pull the plug on that coming back?
What?
When'd you finally pull the plug on the hook coming back?
I couldn't get to anything. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Friday morning. I was like,
okay, that's it.
F this.
When all the clientele couldn't get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these guys, we see this every now and then. They're at the mall and they try the escape. I don't know why you wouldn't think ahead and like tie a rope, you know, or have some sort of a grappling hook so you can make a Batman video out of it at the same time and try to get away. Probably have a badass viral video if you do hit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could really escape from that with just a little bit of planning, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because in this case, he went viral, but it wasn't badass viral.
No, it wasn't. It was
dumbass
viral. Guys,
two different kind of virals here.
These guys and girls? I've seen the videos. They just walk in these stores and start slamming the cases
and just start ripping crap out.
They just walk out.
Yeah.
Like nothing's happening.
Well, those are probably states where, you know, you can't have a firearm. Or maybe you got the sign out front that says, no firearms allowed in here. Yeah. You know, we're anti-gun. And
they're no chase, right?
Oh, yeah,
it's a no chase policy, so I'm going to just walk in there and snatch this stuff. And they're rings. There's, like, people like sitting at their homes paying other folks to go out there and do this to businesses.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah,
I was watching,
like, a guy went into an Apple store, and he's just pulling those phones off the cables and then grabbing the iPads, and he's just putting them away, and nobody's doing anything, and he just walked right out the store.
Is that like, California for you?
I don't know. It was a black and white video.
Lawless land. We do have a couple of updates. Fourth deck equals 80 feet, from the 6
inch. You could handle that fall. Yeah.
A lot of people letting us know it was sunglasses that schmuck face was stealing.
Oof, wow.
When he broke his legs
on the
ice
rink. And then this dad of the year, multiple people are saying he put the daughter on the railing and then she fell off.
You idiot.
Oh, no.
So, he made up for it,
He did. He saved
to get your picture.
He saved the day.
Woo!
Thank God.
My goodness.
That would have been awful.
He made up for it, bro. It's hilarious.
The most heroic.
Still the dad of the year. Are you kidding me? He went in there.
Is that dumbass or badass, Chief?
How does that work, though? Do they practice, like, man overboard and, like, they tell you, like, do you, like, keep an eye on if people are falling off?
When you first board the ship, you go to your designated area where if there's an evacuation, you know this is where you're supposed to go. Yeah. Otherwise, I can't tell you.
Okay.
That's basically all I know.
Yeah.
Like you're not getting on the boat, like you're like the lifeboat, you're giving up your seat.
At that point, I probably just don't even care.
Okay, the Cowboys' secret weapon for building the offensive line, we have a deep dive on that as Garrett Podell, CBS Sports, joins us next here in The Nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.